But locals. But you may notice by the title of the room, I have opinions on this episode.
Yep, I can see that.
Yeah. So, first things first, we're white. We are white and British, and we're assuming that the episode is correct with its terminology, and if it's not, our bad.
Yeah.
We got a story about a Native American tribe, the Salish, and welcome to the Imperialism Hour. It starts when the Americans discover yes. Trinium and ends when this episode ends.
Yep, sure does. Hello, everybody. We're Settler Colonialism Oversight. My name is Arctisha Frost, and my pronouns are she and her.
My name is Prospector Hope Freyrall. I discovered gold in these hills in 1864. Howdy. My pronouns are she and it.
Tell me, Prospector Hope, were there any people in those hills when you found that gold?
I'm sorry, I was busy burying the people who were living here when I arrived. They all started sneezing and then they died.
Yeah, it's one of these episodes, everyone.
I'll be honest. So the day before I watched this episode, I'd been on Tumblr and someone had posted a little thing talking about a movie that's coming out on Apple Movies. So, right. Speaking of Apple Movies and everything else, boo hiss. We are not scabs. We support the striking workers.
Yes, that is right. So starting from next bonus episode on this podcast, in support with the SAG-AFTRA strikes, we will not be covering any films that are covered from studios and production companies that are impacted mm-hmm. by the strike, which means the majority of movies and television produced in the United States.
Which means my bonus episode, which I think we're actually going to be recording next week, probably. We're going to be doing mm-hmm. Jonathan Creek. We're going to be doing some British some British TV from the exact same period as this.
Yes, but one thing we do obviously have to address is that obviously something that also includes is Stargate. our plan there is that we're going to sort of try and finish season two. And then we'll take a break from Stargate for a little bit while the strikes are going on. And then hopefully if they can actually be resolved, we can actually get back to Stargate.
We're not sure what we're going to be doing. We think we could potentially get away with Twin Peaks because all the companies involved in it have since shuttered. And Don S. Davis is in it. MacGyver, maybe? Have all the production companies in that since gone bust? Storm, get your nose out of my drink. We don't...
Aw, hi, Storm.
Or we could just, like, look at some British prestige TV, or I could bully them into doing Doctor Who.
I don't know about Twin Peaks, actually, because I think it's, at least the 2017...
The revival is, but the original...
Is Showtime.
Everything involved in the original, they've all gone bust. If you check, they're all defunct in the early 2000s.
I was just wondering if they had acquired the original rights and stuff, because then that might be covered under...
I don't know. We can't do MacGyver, it's Paramount.
Yep. Listen, this is just the time where we're going to be doing a bunch of 4-hour-long Japanese
This is instead when Ryan and I bully you into doing more Gundam, and we talk about how homoerotic Char Ansible is. And yes, we can talk about how Mirin and Suleta are absolutely fucking because they're married! It's not up for interpretation. Fuck you, Bandai. Anyway. Annoyingly, the movie that I'd actually sort of seen is an Apple production called Killers mm-hmm. of the Flower Moon, which obviously SAG-AFTRA strike and all that, but it was made with the help of the, let me scroll out the bottom because I had some more about it at the end. It was made with the help of the Asage Nation, who the story's about, and it's apparently really good and properly respectful to the whole Oklahoma
murders. Well, we can't look at that right now, or look at that on the podcast, or cover that. I mean, it might be something I can check. Mm. I might check out my own time.
Yeah,
at least
we can't officially tell you to check it out, but it's this. But the whole sort of setup is, it's white man wants to exploit the native who has resources and is willing to kill to get it.
No. They didn't say kill.
They didn't say kill. No, they said acquire.
Yeah, that could mean anything.
Yeah. But yes, welcome to the SGC. This is Trinium. We couldn't hire a geologist, so we've just got Hammond here. This is Trinium. It's strong, light, tough. Tilt crushed it in his hand, and my response to this is just...
This is bad comedy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look at how shit this is. And like, oh, no, this is just this, sample, whatever.
Yeah, it's raw, unrefined material, obviously basic mineralogy. Impurities and stuff will make it weaker, less effective, and... I mean, like, speaking of impurities, anything in a non-processed thing, so... That's why you always need to be careful with, like, the levels of air in certain things. I don't know, like, say your carbon fiber hull of your Death Sub. Gotta make sure.
Or, if you have an inflation fetish, I guess.
This is bad comedy.
Fuck you.
I had to take a second, because I had a glass of Dom Papa in my hand.
Oh my.
This podcast is sadly not sponsored by Dom Papa, but if you want to sponsor us and send me rum, please do.
Come on, yeah, sponsor us.
It's only a Filipino rum.
Drink alcohol, everybody. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Come on, give us that sponsorship.
Anyway.
Look, it's made from sugar. It's made from sugar cane. That's a natural plant. It can't be bad for you, can it?
Anyway, SG-1, SG-11, we're going to get more Trinium and then up back it. You are my top men. Top men. I want you to go out there and get them back for me. They're overdue.
Does anyone live there?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. We walked around and we looked around within 10 kilometers of the Stargate and we saw nobody.
That doesn't seem like doing a lot of due diligence. Huh?
Did you use a UAV, perhaps? No.
We had a small walk and we didn't see anything, so we assume it's fine. It's basically what they say. And then right at that moment, they get the signal from SG-11.
They open the gate and...
Immediately, a Trinium arrow goes whizzing through the gate and just fucking clocks Jack.
Aliens are always poking me full of holes.
Yeah, every fucking time is Jack that gets it. First the orb, and now this.
That's the orb. It's the orb.
Yeah. It is the orb, yeah.
So, Jack goes to medical.
And yeah, they're going to send in SG-1.
With Carter in charge.
Yeah, Girl Boss Hours.
Which is why it's, and of course, because it's Girl Boss Hours, it's Girls Night. We didn't invite Ryan.
Exactly.
Ryan is definitely not playing Call of Cthulhu.
Let the ladies do some genocide.
Ryan
sometime.
Is definitely not on the run from the Kenyan authorities for his crimes.
What's
in Call of Cthulhu, Ryan killed a demon. Except everyone just, what everyone else saw him was Ryan brutally murdering a man in broad daylight. Also, he tried to hijack a boat.
It happens.
Ryan's character...
The fuck is going on in
Ryan's character in Call of Cthulhu, I think, is the only survivor from when we started playing 2 years ago. He's this American detective guy And he has a Bren gun, a shotgun, and a bunch of other shit because he's just lived so long and just inherited everyone else's good stuff. Like...
Sheriff J.W. Pepper, Louisiana like, State
basically,
Police!
Basically, we walk into a situation, we're like, oh shit, everything's fucked. And then Ryan rolls a one, which is a critical success in Call of Cthulhu. And it's like, Cole, how the fuck did you talk our way out of this? He just smiles Americanly.
All right. Listen here, Mr. Nyarlathotep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both.
You see, this is a stand your ground state, so if you come anywhere in this vicinity, I will blast you with my nuclear device for violating my NAP.
I have this nuclear device as it is certified for home defense, much like my musket, my cannon, and the battleship New Jersey that I parked in my backyard.
Well, I please ask you not to take too long in vacating these premises, as I do currently have some pies in the oven.
I don't have the drop to hand. I don't know where it is, but I get my pies out of the oven.
Get my pies out
so,
of the oven!
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Yep.
So, yeah, Hammond is like, alright, everybody, I want you to go through
you
the Stargate.
You missed a little bit. That's kind of important. Like that thing that hit you, sir. Pure trinium, Native American design. And we
I already fucking said that. Yeah.
It's like whoopsie, we do a little imperialism.
No. Hammond specifically says go in there, be incredibly nice and diplomatic because the United States doesn't want to hurt indigenous people, which is definitely correct.
Yeah, they just really, really want that trinium. And also, I want to point out, I feel like I should mention this now, right? Later in the series, I think it's like episode 20, we have a very bad episode about what happens when a UAV crashes on a planet. They fucking have UAVs. Mm-hmm. They use UAVs.
Yeah, oh, okay.
There's this episode they use a UAV. I believe they used it in the Tolan episode as well, remember? To, like, survey the volcanic planet. Like, why the fuck did they not use a UAV on this massive planet?
Well, I'm afraid the Captain Carter that somebody lost the key to the UAV cupboard.
And what about the second
it?
UAV cupboard that We're everyone knows looking. About on the third floor?
The third floor is currently out of commission. Because Daniel Jackson decided to drop one of them stink bombs up there, and it really smells badly, and we had to disable access there.
And the other store on the 21st floor behind the Trank M16s?
There is no 21st floor, Captain Carr.
Yeah, it's really dumb. They're not using UAVs all the time. But also, I get it. It makes it harder to write plots. I do wish I had got this drop. We started on the wrong foot and we want to make things better. Oh, but that's so rare.
Oh, yeah. We gotta send you through the Stargate so that you can go to the Welch Quarry from Doctor Who.
Yeah, Carter, you're in charge. Be like Jack O'Neill and be diplomatic.
Yeah, just like
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, be just like Jack. Give your gun to a child. If you wish...
Have you ever... This is a rare commendation within the United States military. You might not have heard of it, Captain Carter. It's called the Jack O'Neill Award in Gun Safety.
But anyway, welcome to base camp, and we see a freaky raven. Oh no, it's gone. Don't worry about it. It's just a bird. It's just... Yeah, they're in a Welsh quarry. Raven from the TV show Raven has gotten lost looking for... the group of kids he was meant to doom, but through a bunch of assault courses.
Oh, I was thinking of. I thought you were going to say that. Sorry.
No. I mean, my other joke would have been, "Oh, look, it's Tobias from Animorphs."
Yeah. There's a Corey's here as well. He's just left the White House to go to the big house, you know. So yeah, they get to this and they find Hillary Clinton's emails. And they find that Captain Connor of SG-11, the last message he was writing on his little shitty 90s laptop was, I have information that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton.
The last lesson he wrote was, and that was 50 Shades of Grey by Captain Connor, a bestseller to be sure. No? I think it's fun if he's writing porn.
You see, we found on this laptop that Captain Connor here was writing the script for something called SpongeNob SquareNuts. And it appears that he was kidnapped by Nickelodeon lawyers.
What's this? He also wrote the script for Dr. Lou and the Phalanx. Oh dear. Not a good start to your writing career. That is an actual porn parody, I'm afraid. Yes,
we have... Yeah, so is SpongeNob SquareNuts.
Wait, that's what that picture you sent me earlier was, wasn't it?
Yes.
God damn you. Can I go back to watching Laser Pig, please, instead?
No!
Yeah.
So what was actually going on...
Who knows?
...was that they were reading his laptop and he was cut off mid-sentence, trying to write a requisition request for more explosives.
Dear Stargate Command, I would like to blow more shit up. Please give me more boom booms. Yours, Tiny Tina.
Exactly.
But yeah, everyone's vanished. Everything's stopped, like one blasting charge has gone off, the other one hasn't. There's no footprints.
I'm afraid, Captain Connor, we cannot acknowledge that requisition request of yours for anything related to Tiny Tina right now is currently under a timed exclusivity deal with Epic Games.
I'm kind of glad because that stopped me buying Borderlands 3 at full price, and it's not worth full price.
No, it isn't. You're absolutely correct.
Best gameplay, worst writing. Thanks, Gearbox. Anyway.
I will be strong. We will keep that counter at days last mentioned and slandered.
I'm not slandering him. I'm slandering the games put out by his company.
I know, but I'm saying that I'm going to be strong and I'm not going to
Anyway, they go for a walk to try and just have a look around, and Teal'c becomes a cop for half a second as he's about to shoot a dog.
Dog!
He sees the dog, he goes to pull his weapons, like, wait, I work for the Air Force, not the police. I don't need to shoot this dog.
I think one of the funniest things about this episode is, it's a problem that a lot of movies
the dog looks so happy.
Whenever they're trying to make a dog look menacing, except they can't because the dog they have on set is just a happy little guy that's happy to be there.
I think the worst bit about this is...
He's just sort of waggling the tail with his tongue out.
This dog is clearly a husky, right? Yeah, it's meant to be a wolf.
Yes.
It's meant to be a big, scary wolf, and I just look at this and I go, ah, yes, you are a derpy husky. Furries like huskies. Yeah, no, nope. I was like, do I? No. No.
No, I was just thinking the whole time that every time they have this dog on screen,
it looks so happy,
scary, and it just looks like Ed the hyena from The Lion King, just having a good time with just the tongue sticking out.
It is the goodest dog. later on, by the way, you do see that there is a few shots where you can see the handler. It's the one later on where the dog makes four soldiers vanish. You can just see the handler's hand at the edge of the shot. Like, it's so silly.
So yeah, everyone else is like, hey, Teal'c.
Why are you gonna shoot the dog, man?
Are you on that MK Ultra shit right now? There's no
Teal'c, have you been taking fentanyl again?
No. Well, no, because if Teal'c had been taking fentanyl, he would be immediately hospitalized and dead.
Definitely not just having a lowered heart rate.
Just from looking
That's
at it.
That's how dangerous fentanyl is.
Yeah. In fact, if you're even within the same, like, 10-mile radius as Fentanyl, everyone will die.
I'm now torn between...
In fact, if you just even think about fentanyl, you'll probably die. So I have to put a warning.
Fuck! Have you seen that clip from Cops where they're like, "There's a bank robbery, and the bank robber is holding them up," and then the cops come in, and is like, "Ha ha, we've got you!" And he opens his bag, and is like, "I have fentanyl," and they have to back off.
Oh, dude's rock! Incredible!
Changing my name to fentanyl so the cops cannot touch me. Anyway, they get, Teal'c takes to the high ground and immediately like, "Captain Carter, I've seen something. Look, I must, this will progress the story." Because they find a clan crest with decorations made from Trinium, and I did do a quick Wikipedia for the Salish.
Mm-hmm.
Not all Salish do totem pole / clan crest like this. Most of their, a lot of their work, which is really, really nice. There's some in, I think, Vancouver Airport. They're more like made as part of a wooden house. Like these carvings are more like house poles.
Hmm.
So I don't know if the episode is incorrect, but from a quick Wikipedia.
Well, I did not do my research, folks, because I watched this episode an hour
ago. Because like, I'd seen the post on Killers of the Flower Moon, and I was a little curious, and I'd also listened to a bit of the native music they used on the soundtrack. So I was like, it's really good. Mm-hmm. Not my cup of tea, doesn't vibe with me, but I think it's really good. Anyway, it's a familiar story. Gould goes to Earth, Gould kidnaps humans, humans taken to alien planet to be enslaved, Gould's driven off by... Zells? Spirits? Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs?
I was running out of things to put in the question mark line, and I just went, Steve Jobs.
Basically, what appears to have happened is that the Gould were chased off by Dr. Manhattan.
I think that guy at the bottom is meant to be a Jafar, so maybe this would be an old, fucking...
what happens later on.
This could be, like, one of Apophis's dudes? I don't know, but yeah. I do have a question, though, right? In the scene after this, is the music diegetic or not? Because Teal'c is hearing something, and we have sinister music play. Well, sinister. It's meant to be sinister.
Yeah, they're doing the classic, at least they don't have, like, the yellow or brown filter on, but they
can't afford
doing the
yellow
music.
Or brown filter, let's be real. It also hasn't been invented yet. The yellow and brown filter was exclusive to Desert War movies and was not exported for other use for many until the mid-2000s.
But yeah, that's the kind of vibe we're going on here, though.
You get the weird noise. People. Hey, what's that noise? Trank dart? Oh, it's a trank dart. Whoops.
So yeah, they wake up in a Trinium heart, I suppose.
So this is kind of on point. Again, based on a quick Wikipedia about the Salish, one of the things the Salish are really well known for is weaving. They have their own guild formed in 1971. So the fact that the gathering hall, is made from a weave of Trinium is honestly not surprising.
Oh, yeah, they use Trinium in real life.
Well, they don't use Trinium, but they do weave. Fuck you.
honestly, like these buildings, they look really nice.
And I hope they're accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, would be like, yo, would you mind if I just stay here with you guys? Can you all, like, spirits,
Can they also throw some estrogen
down the river?
They have no refineries. They still seem to be a migratory people. And we meet what I would say is probably the chillest dude I've ever seen on TV. His name is Tanane. He leads the tribe, and they're like, hey, can we have our... Are we prisoners? No, not really. Can we have our guns back? Eh, if you want.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, tell me about yourselves. What's your name? Do you want to see the spirits? Do you want food? Drink? I'd like to get to know you guys. I can't take your word because you're strangers, but I'd like to.
I mean, you wanted some, like ayahuasca with
yeah,
us?
Basically. What is the masculine?
Yeah, I'm very sad they don't get to do drugs.
Yeah, it would be a much better... The episode would be much more interesting if they say, listen, we learned the ways from the spirits, and you're gonna have to take these drugs.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take some kush if you wanna hang out.
Sorry, we only the cool people get to know about how to refine the key, as they call it, so you gotta take these drugs.
Yeah, we got to know that you're not a cop, right? So you got to take the drugs.
Just mixing fentanyl into the ayahuasca to filter out the cops.
Exactly.
Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm not at all sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, they're like, please take
us. Can we have
our
friends
spirits
back? He's like, sure, we'll talk like, to you gotta go talk to Zells.
I guess we gotta figure out which one of them took him, I guess, but
only two of them I believe in.
Might
names.
Be Zells, might be Takaya.
Yeah, Takaya and Zells.
Might
are the two that named.
Don't worry, I'll introduce you to them. We'll work things out. It's gonna be fine.
So how do you make Trinium anyway?
Alright. Oh, we just get it from the river.
Oh. This is true. Rivers will basically wash out a lot of stuff, and because you are essentially creating... what you're essentially going to get is when something is either picked up or carried in a river, first of all, anything that's like excess will obviously be brought off because you've got the forces acting on it. Also, the fact that stuff of certain weights will fall out of the water at certain places because... If the water suddenly loses speed, a lot of heavier things will drop out at one spot, which is how you ended up with the... I'm sure many of you who are in scouts or guides would have gone out and been taking gold panning or something when you were like a teenager.
Rock and Thank you. Stone, brother!
Yeah, a lot of you will have had that experience in your past, and that's why, because the hope is, oh, you'll find a part where the gold has sank into the silt, which... And if you're very, very lucky and you do it near Pennsylvania, you may find a World War II bomber. They kind Ooh. Of lost one. Ooh. It had to do an emergency crash landing in one of the rivers near Philly, and, well, they lost it. It's been missing since 1960?
Nah, they found it. It crashed in North Philly, and they're just hiding it up.
Ah, yes, the terror. Ah, yes, the Wawa gangs of North Philly took the guns off and just mounted them to defend against Sheets customers. Oh God.
Yeah, just you wait until the next Super Bowl. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Oh my God! It looks like we're getting bombed from the skies, and we've just heard from the officials that no, they are not calling off the game because the sponsorship money is too much.
The Pennsylvania Secret Service are going to fly that bomber right into the game so the Birds win. The Baltimore Ravens have been entirely wiped out, meaning that the Birds win. The Eagles win by default. That's the sports ball, folks.
Oh, God. I just want to point out in this scene where they're like, where Tanane is escorting them to like meet the spirits, and Daniel, literally a step behind him within earshot, is being like, but these weird fuckers are going to make us dance, cunts.
A little bit, they might make us, Sam, they might make you like, dance.
Yeah, again, it's not like he's not far away from them. He's directly in front of them.
And the worst bit is, they immediately disarm this when it is Daniel being both culturally knowledgeable and also kind of a cunt. Like, instead of just saying, hey, Tonane, will we need to dance for the spirits? I know that's a typical custom. He goes, Carter, you may have to do a funny dance and be embarrassed. Ha 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 ha. You could just ask.
He's right. Yeah.
And then that's also undercut by the fact that Tonane's like, lol, we don't dance anymore. Zale's just said, yo, homie, call for me if you need me. You don't need to dance anymore, dog.
Yeah, it's actually not because of anything to do with, like, the tradition of dance. It's just because Tonane is really shit at it. And they're like, oh,
Tonane,
God,
please stop
embarrassing yourself. Everyone else still does it. Everyone else still does it, but they don't want to, like, let him know and hurt his feelings.
Oh.
Yeah, listen, Tonane, you've got no moves, you've got no drip, you've got no bitches.
No, but he's still the nicest dude around.
Yeah, he is the nicest dude around, you're right. And then immediately, we're confronted by the menacing dog again.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look, a terrifying wolf! As they point at happy-looking dog who's just sitting there wagging his tail.
Yeah. Fuck me, man. It
this dog could, they're like trying to like say how like terrifying
it's just
it is.
The happiest like
terrifying majestic
ever
wolf.
See.
Yeah. It's just the dog having just like the best.
I get
day
to
of
go
life.
Out in the woods, like, I get treats.
Yeah. He's so happy and
yeah. Come on. They've even, like, and I don't know if you can see it, but they have taped the tail down to try and make you think it's a wolf.
Oh my God. They're trying.
They are, yeah. It's...
Yeah, and so Tonane says, this is Takaya. This dog is Takaya. Go ask her about things. Yeah, and then Carter's like, you weirdo, I'm not going to talk to a dog. Who does that?
Yeah, I don't...
People don't talk
I don't get
to
that.
Dogs.
Like, Carter, you could... You've seen weirder shit. You've seen it clearly sort of works. It's like...
But also, we talk to dogs all the fucking time. Like,
Stormy, I mean, I literally... If you've heard me stream, if you've heard me anywhere else, you will hear me talk to this dumb little motherfucker all the time. Storm, ow! Why are you biting me, you little cunt?
Aww, it's because he loves you.
No, he's happy. He bit me on the knuckle, and now he's happy getting scratches on his nose. What a good little kid. Who's your good
little?
Ooh, no, that was another biting.
Oh dear.
Did you hear that?
He's biting.
Aww.
No, I didn't.
He did a little
he's
meow.
Bitey. Aw, he's biting
today. I guess he doesn't like his new food because it has vegetables in it.
Aww. He probably doesn't like his vegetables.
Probably. Ah, it's his problem. But yeah, it's also just like, why? Why not do it? Oh, hey, stop. There's no loss in not doing it, and it's made even stranger when a raven accompanied by ominous music shows up, and Daniel's just like, hey, bird, can I have my friends back? And both Daniel and Teal can hear the raven saying yes. And Carter's like,
yeah.
I heard a bird.
Yes, the bird is saying
the bird says,
right?
You do not have enough res, Samantha Carter.
No, the bird says, hello, this is an automated response. Thank you for contacting
Zales. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, plenty of you contacting us. An associate will get back to you within three mm-hmm. to four working days.
And we will especially contact you when you're at work.
Exactly.
But yeah, they go for a walk, and oh hey, look, it's SG-11. They're back.
They go for a little walk, and then the bird comes back and says, "Yeah, okay, I'll let your friends back."
Yo, buddy, you bud, you want your friends? Sure, here they are.
Here they are. And Takaya walks into like this mist, and then SG-11 walks out of it.
And we get a returning minor character. This is Captain Connor's second appearance.
Hello.
You may recognize him from previous episodes. He will not be appearing again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's like, we don't have any memory of the last couple of days.
No, we were blowing shit up and then we weren't.
They're like, okay, Captain Connor. So you're saying that they just kidnapped you immediately? Like they didn't talk to you beforehand at all?
Oh, okay. Tonane said, please stop blasting. And we said, get away, you moron. We're about to blow shit up.
We said, go fuck yourself. And then they got angry. And now we're really surprised about it. But don't worry. You can sort of talk to the elders and they'll see whether or not that you can carry on your mining.
And, the miners say the elders say no.
Yeah, predictably, they're like, abso-fucking-lutely not.
Just for reference, this is 90s mining practices. They are shit. 90s mining practices are incredibly wasteful. They create masses of tailings dams, which are earthen dams basically full of water and toxic slurry that will that always collapse. There have been multiple disasters.
Yeah, good thing mining now is really good.
Honestly, mining now is a lot better. I did some research into narrow vein mining. Narrow vein mining is actually really cool with how automated and how small it's gotten.
Are we sponsored by the fucking mining industry?
No, I just think technology is cool. But the fact is, you still need to mine out enough to put a fucking JCB down there, so.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So, they go, well, we have mining techniques that are less destructive. You know, come to the Stargate and we'll show you some.
Yeah, we'll wine and dine you and hope you're stupid enough to fall for it. Just like, come on, guys, they're not stupid enough to fall for this.
So yeah, they take him through, to the medical bay of Cheyenne Mountain.
There is a very important bit I want to point out here. They are, the elders very kindly say, listen, we will share what we take from the rivers. Often there is more than enough for us, and there is leftover. If you want, we will happily give you this excess. We will share what the river provides. Which is a really kind thing to do for some strangers who've just shown up and be like, yo, can I have some stuff? Like, it's really kind and a really nice thing. And, this is a good deal. Take the deal. Unfortunately, they don't want to take the deal, and they're going to whine and dine to...
Nope, they're like, go fuck yourself. Yeah, we're not going whine... to just take what the river
gives
us.
We're going to whine and dine Tonane instead, and...
Tonane, who we've established is just one of just the regular dudes you have about.
Earth's most chillest dude. Yeah. We're going to introduce...
It's just like, I'm just a guy, dude. I'm not even like one of the leaders here. I'm just a dude.
Yeah, like he shows up in the med bay and he meets Jack and he gets to see like the boring shit. Like, yeah, this is where we do medical exams. This is Jack. Your people shot him with an arrow when you were trying to tell us to fuck off.
Hey!
Tell you what, we can offer you some quality food.
You
would you like some
chicken nuggets?
I just noticed I had that. I'm sorry.
goddammit.
Yeah, we're going to bribe this man with Listen, right? We'll set up a McDonald's for you. How about that, right? We'll take the base McDonald's and we'll move it to you guys. How about that?
Yeah, sure. But before we can give you this before we can show you the great superiority of the Big Mac, we are going to hand you this blanket.
Yes, this is an original blanket from the from the Salish tribe from the 1800s. It was given to your ancestors by my ancestors. There is nothing suspicious about this at all.
I think that you should have it too, yeah.
But anyway, they take him upstairs. They show Tonane the mining videos, and he's like, these all suck.
Oh, yeah.
These are all the exact same. You're destroying half the mountain.
Yeah, these are horrible.
You've done fucked. We're not interested. And as I said earlier, like, I did some looking into, like, modern small shaft mining. And while that's automated, you still need the amount of excess drilling and stuff needed for shafts is insane. Because...
Oh, damn. Don't you have damn drills in this?
Yeah, we put all these dudes in the shaft and we have them hit things with hammers. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm
my.
I'm
going
to hit you with a hammer. Is that okay?
Anyway.
No, I'm just going to kill you.
They see that Tonane isn't going for it. And Hammer's just like, Daniel, you're a normal man and a good man. Show Tonane around so we can... Oh, shit. So we can trick him while... So we can trick him. I mean,
become very good friends with
yes,
him.
Exactly. All right. And, Daniel leads him off with genuine offs, like, hey, we can tell you about your history and your people, and...
Daniel, if you're trying to, you know... Make a good deal here, it's probably about...
Sorry, Daniel, you have been degraded to the role of Patsy this episode.
Yeah. Oh, our people are from here? Oh, how did you guys get along
Don't
with
worry
us?
About it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, it was fine.
Yeah. Everyone, yeah. This is really dumb because they've been offered a share of the stuff for free, like... Basic anarcho-communism sort of stuff. Share and share alike. If we have spare, we'll give it to you because we're cool and we're neighbors and we're buddies, right? But as we all know, the Pentagon and the American military quite like capitalism. And capitalism means you want to own everything. You don't want some of the money. You want all of the money all of the time.
We want all of it, Daniel.
We want the entire mountain. In fact, we're going to take the entire mountain down, and then we're going to put in the heads of SG-1 on a nearby mountain. Call it Mount Panorama. I can't remember what the stupid fucking heads are called, but they should be taken the fuck down.
I can't believe that you would, destroy the proud traditions of our founding fathers because of your wokeism. Listen, alright, I've got these mining videos I want you to watch, and if you watch them, you'll see that these are good, humble videos, and our techniques are good. Here, watch this video, for instance.
No!
Oops, that was the wrong video.
Hold on, I have another video for you.
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been
corrupted. Wrong video, fuck!
Space!
Yes, I don't quite know why on earth I had this clip from Red Alert on there. Never mind.
Oh shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know where I keep finding these videos. These are not the right ones.
Ah, hold on. I think I found our latest mining method.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Yeah, the newest and greatest American mining tradition.
Exactly. Yeah, and as soon as they walk off, Hammond is like, well, you see, the Joint Chiefs of Staff
and the Pentagon
and the Pentagon and the President have come up with this great idea. You see, their idea is that we tell them that we won't mine, and then we wait for them to leave, and then we mine anyway.
We call it Operation Salish Freedom.
You see, we go in there with the United States military, and we tell them, don't worry, we're coming peace, and we're here to install democracy to your people.
Like, everyone else is just, everyone there is like, General, this is a bad idea. Well, I don't care it's a bad idea.
I don't care, Jack. They're brown people. They ain't people like us. I mean, that's basically the gist of what's happening here.
The Joint Chiefs and everyone in charge does not care about native sovereignty, morals, or, you know, repeating history or any of that shit. No.
Yeah. Jack literally says, hey, so we did this in the past and it was really bad.
Yes, but now we're doing it in the name of Texas.
Yes, but you see, what if we do it again, Jack, all right, but hear me out. What if we did it, but in a sneaky way, and we didn't tell them? That way they wouldn't be able to be mad at us. And it's only immoral if people know.
You see,
about
Jack,
it.
What we've got is we've got this man in charge, General Petraeus. He's not a blunt instrument. He's a very good and smart man who knows what he's doing. We have assurances that the mining will be small and non-damaging.
Exactly.
I have a joke on the subject. Hey Frosty, what uses a kilogram of uranium a day and splits asteroids in three chunks? An American-made machine meant to use half a kilo of uranium to split asteroids in half. Yeah. What they don't know won't hurt them, and...
What they don't know won't hurt them, exactly.
This is the point where it's like, okay, Carter, Jack, you know what you have to do. You have to go and find Tonani and be like, hey, dude... bury your gate. We're not going to, it seems that our leaders aren't going to respect your preferences, so just, bury the gate.
No.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, this is where some of the disobedience could have, obviously, we have the rest of the episode to happen, but...
Yes, that's the entire episode.
But this is the point where SG-1 should just look at each other darkly and both just wander off and be like, right, Tonane, buddy! They're going to fucking lie to you. We're sorry. Just like they did in fucking, with the Tolans, like, over a season ago. This is the exact same situation. Like, they can even say, hey, we didn't do shit. They decided to do it on their own. They just, Tonane didn't fucking trust us.
Yeah, unfortunately, our operation to try and, mine without them finding out went kind of wrong. Because you see, the person we sent to oversee this whole operation was a guy called Colonel Kurtz. And it appears he is now gone native.
So, we're organizing Colonel Killjoy and Captain McBlack Ops to go in and deal with this. Our boy Colonel Kilgore will take the finest helicopters through there.
And it's gonna cost us a considerable amount of money and a lot of reels of film that are mostly completely useless and unusable.
What's this? Colonel Kilgore refuses to go? There's no surfing there? Damn!
Yes, Kilgore refuses to leave the native people alone because they stole his surfboard and they won't give it back.
Honestly, that would be the funniest shit ever. Just doing...
Tonane has been catching some real good waves and he doesn't want to give the surfboard back.
I was just going to say, it's more funny that they just fucking steal the surfboard off him and count Coop by riding around him in a circle. Do we playing keep away with the surfboard?
Yeah. Kilgore is trying to surf after them, but he's not very good at
surfing on land.
Yeah, so Jack and Sam and Tao basically storm out of the room, very upset by all of this, shaking their head so that everyone knows they don't agree with it. And then immediately SG-11 walk in, and who is Steve Jobs to Hammond?
I don't know who Steve Jobs is!
Hey Hammond, did you hear that Steve Jobs died? Lick my balls! Yeah, they just fucking Dr. Manhattan like
half
face.
Because of course. SG-11 are imposters.
Indeed, there's some sussy backers that we have on us.
Yes, yes indeed.
But of course, Jack is watching all of this.
No, Jack doesn't notice this. What happens is they go to the lab, and they start doing their Dr. Manhattan shit, and Dr. Jenkins, the old medical professor we've seen around, manages to hit the alarm button in time. Jack reacts to this and runs to lockdown. Somehow runs to lock everything down, seeing nobody yet managing to dodge the fucking spirits the entire time. Like, Jack just...
Oh, wait, no, he sees... Right, yeah, off the lab, but he sees them, Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, because he hid in the closet, yes.
While he's hiding. Yeah. And, yeah, he runs to the gate control area to get the lockdown.
Meanwhile... Hey, Daniel, what's that sound?
Daniel's absolutely just blasting this twink in the supply closet.
Daniel Jackson getting pussy and bussy. World's most...
Yeah, it is kind of like the vibe that happens here, is that he's like, hey, Tanana, you want to explore this closet with me? What are we going to do in here? What is there to explore? Well, we could explore each other's bodies.
Yeah, basically. It's like... I do love how curious, again, Tonane, I would honestly nominate this man as God's perfect himbo, if he was buff.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's not buff, though.
I love
him. He is pure of heart and dumb of ass, but he is not buff. He's not buff enough to qualify. It's a shame. But he's like, what's that?
Yeah, they definitely explore each other's bodies.
Oh, come
they?
On. Daniel's fucking so... Daniel is covered in alien STDs. Let's be real. Like, he got alien herpes off Hathor. He got fucking... regenerating dick from the lady who's always in the sarcophagus.
Exactly, yep. I mean, to be fair, if Hathor gave him something, he recovered from that in the sarcophagus.
Probably.
But...
Yeah,
Hathor,
I know what happened.
I'm afraid, everybody, I'm afraid we've been compromised because Bussy got Daniel acting on wise again.
What happened was Hathor knocked Daniel up because Gould do it Empreg style.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, I hate this. I hate this. We should have used that joke in the episode. Anyway,
we should have, you're right.
Yeah, Sam, Jack, and Teal'c are able to run into each other.
And they're like, looks like we have an imposter among us.
Yeah, they've somehow managed to all dodge not SG-11 and they're able to grab guns.
Yeah, they grab guns from the armory and they all, like, beeline for
it's
the lab.
It's where the alarm went off.
Uh-huh, yeah, yep. And they're like, uh-huh! Everyone's gone.
Wait a minute. No, it's Doctor. What's his name? How are you doing, Doctor?
Hello, SG-1. I am Dr. Warner. We should find Tonane right now.
Why do you want to find Tonane, Dr. Warner?
We have to find Tonane.
This man cannot imposter for shit as he is caught immediately.
It's so bad. Yeah, immediately Jack just, like, presses the emergency button.
Tase this motherfucker, Teal'c.
Yeah, fucking gun this bastard down.
I mean, he does
right
try
now.
To make them vanish.
Yes, yes. But no, I mean, it's just very funny how bad at this he is. Just immediately caught.
It's like when people...
And it's Bird Boy as well.
And, oh, he's a dude in...
With a weird
With like gills in his face and a weird shimmery silvery bodysuit because they were all at the Kink Pride Parade? I don't know. Why?
It's because they're aliens.
It's simple shape-changing cloth. Sure, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, they're changelings from Space Station 13.
They caught the Doctor because he was they found him picking up the pot he sleeps in.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and then one of them pretends to be Hammond.
Hammond's just standing there with a dog.
Yeah, hello, I am General Hammond. I am a racist, and I would like to blow this place up because it has not enough white people.
I am from Texas. Would you like some brisket?
And then everyone's like, yeah, that seems like the real Hammond to me.
Yeah, they're just looking at him and just going,
you are Hammond.
Checks out. Yep, checks out.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile,
watching all this is Daniel Jackson and Tonane.
Daniel and Tonane. They're still in the cupboard.
Yeah, Tonane has just had his mind and his back door blown.
Yeah, he's like, okay, Daniel, you're a bit, like, we've just met, you're being a little bit clingy now. Look, I've got work in the morning.
I get it, you lost your wife.
Like, would you mind calling me a cab?
Yeah, I don't want to stay the night, bud.
He's like, but please, we had something special to Nane.
All right, fine, let's go find the others. And they immediately find everybody else.
Yeah, immediately find them. And, yeah, Daniel and Tanane walk in, and they're like, what the fuck is going on? And Jack and the others are like, what the fuck is going on?
And then like, hey, Tanane, want to meet your spirit?
Yeah, look, it's an alien. Look, it's an alien. Look, it's an alien. Look, all of your beliefs are wrong. Isn't that funny?
I don't have the drop to hand from when they insult Senator Kinsey. Just pretend that... Not it.
That's what I have.
I don't know.
The only thing I have from the Kinsey thing is...
Let me first say that though illness robbed me of the chance ever to serve in this country's military, I have the greatest respect for those who do.
Good old cock Kinsey,
yes.
Right?
Oh, shit. My fidget cube has just fallen apart slightly.
Cube!
The cube!
Not the cube! Well, it could be worse. It could be the orb that's collapsed.
The orb, that's true. That is very true. I found the beds. It's fine. But yeah, also again, Tonane just continues to be chill. Tilk's like, in my planet, there were spirits that pretended to be gods that ruled us.
Well, he's less chill this time. He's like some like a skill issue, dude.
My spirits are pretty cool. They're protectors, not rulers, scrub.
Yeah. Dude, they're like, listen, they've come here and they're trying to kill us. And he's like, well, they would only do that if you threatened my people. And you're not doing that, right? Right?
SG-1,
do not answer.
Yeah, SG-1, do the fucking sports scrum. Like, so what do we do about this? How about we tell the truth? Oh yeah, that could work. Hey, Tonane, we were planning on fucking you over all along. Sorry.
Yeah, so... Yeah, they head to the gate area where Doggy is waiting for them.
Daniel goes alone. Daniel goes alone, and
Hey, girl, we've got your friend.
I will take you to him if you listen, if you hear me out, all right? Deal?
Then Tonane gets Dr. Yep. Manhattan. Carter gets Dr. Manhattan.
And Jack's pointing a gun.
Well, no, Jack's not in there. Jack's not there. It's just Daniel.
Jack's there.
Jack's back in the lab.
Yeah, no, because they go there and that's when they Dr. Manhattan turn on it.
Oh, right, yeah, they Dr. Manhattan turn on it.
Yeah, they Dr. Manhattan, Carter, and Tonane turn on it.
Oh, right, yeah, that's when, sorry, yeah, they go to the lab, then they do that, yeah. So they're like, how do I know that you're Daniel?
I'm Daniel, buddy. Yeah, seems good enough to me.
You got that twink stench on you.
Yeah, you got that sense of desperation for Egyptian pussy.
You got that, you got that stench of, literally just being caked in cum.
That stench of a man who makes unwise decisions to get laid. I mean, no shade on that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with making some unwise decisions to getting laid. It just... It means you have to learn how to undo handcuffs and realize that...
You'd know about that.
Yeah, I would.
That.
Like, you know about when the handcuffs... how to get out of handcuffs and how to realize, oh shit, they are actually planning to kill you in a blood ritual. Don't ask.
Yeah, it's like when I'm sure we've all had those experiences when you hit someone up on Tinder, within about 10 minutes of talking to them, outside your front door, you hear... Hello, this is the lockpicking lawyer.
Listen, those guys have been invaluable in learning how to get out of handcuffs.
So yeah,
these yandere's are getting cleverer and cleverer and more deranged. I should get a better type.
They heal Zell's with their magic. And they teleport back to the gate room, where he immediately goes, okay, nuke this place. But he promised to listen to me!
Fine, you gave him your word and all. And this is when Jack points out what he should have just said to Tonane earlier, if this hadn't obviously got out of hand.
Okay. We won't do the mining. You can go back to your place, turn off the gate, and then just don't worry.
You don't want us to come? Bury it. Simple.
But you ruined our special relationship with this twink.
Have you actually talked to this twink?
No.
This twink is the chillest motherfucker around. He's not even on Quaaludes.
He's so nice, and they're like, all right,
we'll give it a shot.
Well, you know what? Yeah, we'll give it a shot, right?
Oh, holy shit, you turn into a bird, and you're an alien? Hell yeah. I too have played Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah. You see that weird gill? You see, like, their gill face, and then you're like, can you go back to being a dog,
I mean,
please?
You see the gill face, and you remember Baldur's Gate 3, and you go, can you turn into a bear, please?
Hey, I want to play Baldur's Gate 3.
I would like to play Baldur's Gate 3, but I spent my money on Armored Core because I want the game that calls me a dog.
I have no money. That's a problem that I need to work out still.
Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Hey. Hello.
Yes.
I'm a good girl.
Are you asking for money?
No, just like, oh, can you buy me Baldur's Gate 3?
No, I'm not even bought myself Baldur's Gate 3, so.
Listeners,
please, patreon.com/SGOpodcast. If you subscribe at the $15 tier, you will get your name read out by us at the end of the episode.
If you subscribe at the $10,000 tier, you get five.
I mean, you get my nudes.
We can have one and just put
it down as Hope's nudes.
Because there's a problem with that, right? If someone actually does pay for that, we do actually have
that's
to give
fine.
Them a nude.
Then. Someone paid me $10,000 for my nudes. I'm happy with that.
Oh,
and would
shit,
you not
nice.
Take $10,000 for your nudes?
I don't know. I don't know. I have some body image problems.
Same, but I would still sell people. My girlfriend is more than happy with me, so I, yeah. Anyway. The spirits agree with Tonada. Sure, we'll leave. We'll give you your friends back. We'll bury the gate. We're cool.
Even if
one of them does look like Margaret Thatcher. Did you spot the Margaret Thatcher looking one? There is one in there that looks like Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, God. Right,
so...
Kill them all. Kill them. Kill them all, actually.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the end of the episode.
And we'll never see these people again.
Oh, of course we won't. When it comes to the gate, of course we won't.
Makes sense to me. Anyway,
before then, the last thing that happens in the episode is that they... undocked Manhattan everyone, and just like everyone in the base is just standing in the game room looking really confused.
What happened?
Last time I remember, I was being incredibly racist.
General, I'll put it all in my report. After I've had some chicken. And some brisket.
Yeah, okay. And so yes, that is indeed the end of the smallpox blanket episode.
Oh boy.
What did this tell us about the American military and how they learned from
this
history?
Episode is as I said, we should probably expand ourselves to American imperialism, and this episode is probably the textbook case of
It's not
the military, this is just straight up American imperialism. And this is American history. Like, not only have they done that repeatedly, like, it kept happening. Like, sure, there was the original land rush, but did you hit again? Sorry, I'm going back to Killers of the Flower Moon. Did you hear about? Do you know about the Osage? Yeah,
the Osage.
Osage? I don't know. I'm going to say Osage if I'm pronouncing it wrong. I'm so sorry. I'm white. The Osage are an American Native American tribe that were banished to a pretty shit part of Oklahoma, and then they found oil. Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that's not
so they immediately became rich and happy, and they were like sending their kids to Europe, buying fast cars and everything, and having a really good time, and they were richer than like rich white people. Yeah. Uh-oh. So a bunch of white people moved in and were like, hey, you can trust us. We want to be your friend. We want to help you. Stop. The Oklahoma murders where it's theorized that at least 50 to 60 people were murdered over oil rights, maybe up to 200 plus.
Wow, I sound incredibly...
To be fair, I didn't know about it until I, again, came across this post about Killers of the Flower Moon. Like, it's...
Wonderful. And yeah, this episode is, yeah, what if we do that again? Like,
I would also compare it to the Stargate The Next Generation episode. I think it's called Final Journey or something. The one where they have to move a bunch of Pueblans? I believe that's the plural. People of descent from the Pueblo Nation. People, their descendants who've settled on the planet. And the Federation just kind of gave it away in a deal with the Cardassians because, fuck you. And they're trying to move it away, and they're like, and the entire ethics of this gets destroyed because Wesley Crusher becomes the white savior and gets taken away by the Traveler.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, this is the episode that they absolutely fuck up. They make Picard like an idiot, and Wesley saves the day.
Did they decide to take all wheat?
One wheat, unfortunately, would later return in Star Trek 9 or 10.
I mean in real life, just like actually will we into an alien planet and not deal with them anymore.
No, sadly we're stuck with Will Wheaton sucking up to New Trek constantly. Which is fine, sometimes it can be good and sometimes it's shit.
So, do we have anything more to say about this episode that's Native American genocide is cool, actually.
Yeah. This is the problem, is that while it's not exactly white savior or white man's burden to a degree, there is this degree of, oh, the superior, the right. The fact is, at this, basically, racism.
It's okay. We have deemed that you are allowed
also
to live.
Also, the fact that racism is clearly entrenched at the highest levels in the American command, and that they don't care. And Hammond's argument, oh, the Gould. It's like, cool. They're still, they have overthrown the Gould. They've clearly got ways and means that we don't. We should just be happy with what we've got. Like this. In a way, it's almost about capitalism, because we can't be happy with what we've got. We've got to have everything.
We've got to extract everything. We've got to make. It's got to. It's like the great movie about this, which you may have heard of, called The Lorax.
Fuck you. But yeah, I haven't recently seen any like TV episodes or stuff about Native American tribes. But as I said, given how closely Scorsese worked with the Osage Nation, I would hope that that sets a new standard and properly enlightens people onto Native culture. Because as I said, I listened to some of the Native music they used for the soundtrack, and it's not my thing, but it's really good. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably also should look into all of this, because I'm an ignorant fuck.
Basically, yeah. Basically, go out and learn about a new culture. Listen to their music. It's probably really interesting and really fascinating. Like, that's what I would take from this, is that, yeah, I don't care. It's the 90s. They're bad. They're trying their best to do we shouldn't repeat the past and be nice to the natives and we shouldn't be greedy episode, but it just comes out as kind of mid, and that we never see these people again, and at some point they just
I mean, like you said, it's white. Yeah, it's just white savior shit.
Kinda. There's also
it's like, yeah, they can live because the white man says that they're racist. It's okay for them to live now, but it was really bad when they did all of that violence in retaliation to the violence we were doing to them.
There's a lot of fucking holes in this, and
yeah, just like in Tanana, exactly. And Daniel explored all of them.
You see why I didn't want to do this episode. You see why I'd have been happy to let you and Ryan do it. You saw why I tried to duck the fuck out of this one.
Yeah, you didn't want to. You didn't want to do this episode because you're racist. I know.
Ew. Genuinely, though. A lot of Native American peoples are still being screwed over today and are treated like shit, and it's horrible.
Yep. Sure.
Basically, yeah, go. This episode sucks. American imperialism is clearly still well entrenched and well loved, and it's only the actions of the good underling to stop the big corruption. Is that fascist? Frosty, is this kind of fact? The fact that it's the evil is big government and that it's a few lone good soldiers. Is that fascist? No, not really.
I mean, it's. I'd say it's sort of. I don't know, really.
Standing up. No,
I mean,
no,
really,
it's not
fascist.
No.
I think.
The fascist thing would have the state be right.
The fascist thing would be that there is like intellectual elites that are behind all of this, and in fact that the intellectual elites are actually secretly the ones that are guiding the native people to attack us because of what
I don't know. I don't care. I tried to. I was like, the fact is, the episode isn't good. Tonane is a great character and is God's perfect himbo, pretty much. But
yep,
everything
exactly.
else about this episode is completely forgettable. It's not very good, and can we get into the next run of really good episodes? Because we've got some absolute beauties coming up.
All right. Okay, honey. But before we can get to all of that, we
Patreon.com/SGO podcast arriving there probably next week. Jonathan Creek. I need to remember what episode we're doing. What would you rather do, Frosty? The season premiere, which is a bit over long, or would you rather do a Christmas special?
Ah, fucking not. Christmas special this time of year?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's basically one of the longer episodes is a special. It takes place. It's called a Christmas special, but it's not Christmassy.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I mean, I've never seen any of it.
The Jonathan Creek episode, Black Canary.
Sure, we'll do that as our plan.
Yeah, that's my plan. And then after that, my next bonus episode is in December. Funnily enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I was either thinking of making us do some Doctor Who, or
yeah.
Do you know what I've just found out we actually can do? The Death of Stalin, mm-hmm. I believe. It's a
French
production.
Oh cool! If you want to do that as your bonus, go for it.
France 3 Cinema, Panche, AFPI, Canal, Cine, French Television. Quad production it's French. It's a French production, it seems. Do Death of have you not seen Death of Stalin? We need to fix this.
I've
really good.
Like I said, it's been on my list for a long time.
I mean, you could probably get the same effect by watching a bunch of Laser Pig videos, but it's still pretty good.
All right, everybody, but unfortunately, for now, it is time for us to leave you because Hope and I need to explore each other's bodies.
Sure. I hope you don't mind me being covered in bruises.
Oh my. Don't worry. Oh, he'll get some more.
As always, I've been Hope Freyoral. Right, you can find me on Twitter as at HFreyoral and on Twitch as Hope Freyoral. I am the triple threat will be long gone by the time this episode releases.
I'm Arctisha Frost. You can find me on twitch.tv/ArctishaFrost. And I was about to be like, hey, you can catch my stream tomorrow, but that's not how recording
episodes
works.
Yeah, this episode's going to release in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, so by the time this episode comes out, you cannot watch me tomorrow. That's like, unless I coincidentally am streaming the day after
Possibly, who knows?
Who knows?
All right. Oh yeah, Ryan is Ryan, by the way.
Oh yeah, hi Ryan.
Hello, it's me, Ryan.
Ryan, have the FBI caught you again?
Yes.
Shit. Ryan, what were you doing in Kyrgyzstan? Why were you not in your hiding place with Gershaw of Balot?
Can
you retract that flap for me, please?
Don't stare into the abyss.
After
all, it stares back.
Woman, be silent.
Fuck you.
We'll see you next time, everyone. Bye. Fuck off.